checking back in with PCM grad and PCM high school state champion, Reed Wirth. Reed, first off, how's it going in the off season over the summer as you get ready to come back to Simpson one more year?
You know, so far, I mean, it's been great. So far, health-wise, been doing good. Been getting together with the guys a lot on the weekends, kind of throwing when we can. We got guys staying on campus, working out with everybody there. I go back in July, so I'm moving back in here soon to join them with that, working out in the summer, the whole team kind of stuff, and be more out of the guys, kind of get things rolling a little bit sooner rather than to wait until fall camp to get in.
It hasn't been an easy last couple of years for Simpson, let's just be honest. You have had a ton of individual success, but the wins just weren't there. How did that make you feel? How did you approach playing as a Storm athlete when it was just not easy sometimes to see the final scores?
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, I mean, it's tough to go through that. You know, it's never – nobody ever tries to lose. You know, you always want to win. And then for the personal accolades, I mean, it is what it is, but I tell everybody that I talk to I'd rather trade all those stuff in for conference titles and wins on the win column and more points on the scoreboard or less given up. You know, I'd rather win games and do whatever personal accolades, because at the end of the day, you're not remembered really personally. You're remembered based on how your team does and how you treat people around you. So I'd rather trade all that stuff for a lot of wins, in my opinion, which everybody's different, but that's how I kind of view that stuff.
New coach coming in, what was some of your first impressions of the new regime and just how you felt things were now being approached at Simpson?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Hoskins is doing a great job. He's brought in a great staff. They're very young, very knowledgeable. There's good energy to go around campus right now with the team. Gustin, they're reaching out, you know, they're reaching new parts of Iowa that, where they're known and kind of getting different recruits in for different areas, getting some transfer guys in, kind of help excel this upcoming season and kind of get a big jump start into their coaching careers here. But overall, it's been, we had a great spring ball with them. It's just been a new energy and kind of new vibe around campus with the team, and seeing a new leader for the team has been fun so far.
Walk me through your thought process of returning to Simpson for that last year. Was an option for you up there, went through the senior day stuff, but wanted to return. What went through your decision-making process?
Yeah, so with how it kind of worked, it kind of had to establish that before really the season kind of started. With how the COVID stuff and the COVID year stuff, you kind of had to establish if you're coming back or not kind of earlier rather than later. So I kind of had my mind made up before my senior season, I guess by the numbers. But coming back for my fifth year, it's kind of just, I got a limited time playing football. You know, like I said, it's just kind of a fun thing for me to do. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy being around the coaches and hopefully leaving a stamp on Simpson with my name, and hopefully my teammates around me can do the same thing. It's kind of my thought process. It's kind of here in about 5-6 years, I'll look back and whether I should have went back for another year, and I don't want to have that doubt in my mind that I could have done it and didn't do it. So that's kind of my thought process on that.
Simpson, especially over the years, has had a lot of big name wide receivers. How do you look back on that, knowing that the guys before you had a ton of success and you're mirroring that? What do you think about when you kind of see those names and now yours etched into some of the history books there for Simpson football?
Yes, I mean, they were definitely big role models of mine, especially with Sam Bartlett and Joe McNally and Austin Bell, people like that around me. Especially being coming from high school and not knowing anything about wide receiver really, other than just run fast and catch the ball. So they kind of helped me develop my game a little bit, and watching them and how they kind of led the team a little bit, kind of expanded my leadership style a little bit and allowed me to grow as a player and expand my football knowledge. But I think there's another PCM alumni on the list as well, Dusty Kane, with the records and stuff, I think. So to have my name etched up there with his is kind of cool, and being on that list or whatever it is with those talented receivers that came through, it's an honor, and it's a great thing to have for me. But again, still trying to turn around this program and leave it better than I found it, you know. So trying to get some more wins in the win column and less losses. So that's the end goal for this season.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go is, what do you want people to know about Storm football this coming year? Again, new coach, new players coming in. What do you want people to know?
It's a new team. It's new energy. So, I mean, we're working and we're coming. So